Since CBGB opened 33 years ago, the Music Club on the Bowery has helped launch rock bands like the Ramones, Blondie, and Talking Heads. CBGB fought to keep its lease but lost, and now it's closing. The final show is tomorrow. WNYC's Kathleen Horan visited the club to determine what CBGB has been before it becomes just another part of New York's past.
Some would say the club has been part of the past for a while. It hasn't booked shows for the last couple of decades that have helped to uncover great or much talked about talent. But fans of rock and roll still flock to CBGB's to visit the dark, nearly decrepit place that's plastered with posters and stickers and pop culture debris. It's changed little, and by doing so, has become a time capsule of the city before the Bowery was filled with million-dollar lofts.
How many are you guys closing?
Sunday.
So it was not a pretty place, but people who wanted new rock or rock and roll, they came here.
Owner Hilly Crystal first thought to open up a bar for country, bluegrass, and folk. That's where the CBGB's comes from. But it didn't make any money, so he started booking rock bands. And he let them play their own songs.
Rock band. And they were playing in their lofts. Clubs wouldn't let them do their own music. They had to do covers. I let them play, then I saw there were more bands realize they could play here and do their own music, and pretty soon they're, you know, between television and the Stilettos, which became Blondie and the Ramones and everybody else, there were bands and bands and bands and bands.
And the bands kept coming. Crystal has retained a fairly liberal policy during his 33 years as owner.
If they enjoy rock and roll, try them a few times, why not? Some really get to be good.
That's given thousands of bands with varying talent the chance to play its dingy stage. But musician JT from New Jersey says it hasn't diminished the thrill.
When you're an artist and you're not from New York, it's such a huge deal to play CBGBs. You go and tell your parents and you tell your friends and be like, where are you playing in New York? You confidently say CBGBs.
That's what musician and actor Little Steven Van Zandt says will be lost. A place where musicians can go and experiment without needing to be slick or commercial.
We can't have rock and roll clubs closing anymore. Too many have closed. Just one famous one left where kids can go and play on the same stage Ramones played on. Now, isn't that worth something? People shouldn't just be so glib about this, okay?
75 years old and ill, Hilly Crystal, without a lease and with the rent reportedly going up to $65,000 a month, says he plans to dismantle and move the place, piece by piece, to Las Vegas. If they can rebuild the pyramids in Las Vegas, why not CBGB's?
They're going to take most everything out. The bars, the stage, posters, the posters that we can get out. Whatever we can get off easily. A few doors here and there, you know.
Crystal also hopes to keep his popular CBGB's t-shirt business up and running. Although he's been criticized for selling out the rebellious punk rock ethic of the place, bassist Daryl Jennifer of the band Bad Brains says it's part of the evolution that allows for survival.
There is no punk. If it's punk, you gotta go find it. Punk is rebel music. Punk is underground. Let this be overground. This been underground. This used to be the dirt. Now you wanna be Vegas. This place deserves to be Vegas.
At the Bad Brains show this past week, many in the crowd looked as if they were old enough to have seen the band perform more than 20 years ago when they first played CBGB's. But they still rocked and pushed and moshed for maybe the last time in this place. An artist and longtime patron of CBGB's who goes by the name Steel Neal says he's sad to see the club go, but living in New York has taught him to expect change.
I used to be attached to a lot of things, but New York City just churns itself up and out and over, and you can't get too attached, I don't think, but we had a good time.
Patti Smith will play the last show at CBGB's tomorrow night with her band, and the club will close its doors on the Bowery for good by the end of the month. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horne.
At the stadium, 20,000 girls coming.